Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by NapervilleAlarm.com. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Contact NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs. More fun on the Naperville Trolley. Many thanks to another one of our wonderful sponsors, Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Bercone's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check them out. They're family-owned and operated. Check out Bercone's.com or give them a call. Ask for the Dolly Special, 630-717-9530. Wait for it. Yes, it is the meatball pizza. That is the special. Say hello to Bill and Vilma Paws. They are the owners of Bercone's. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. And to Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt Weber, my buddy, and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. And they're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 for an oil change. Yes, you heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars. Happy owners. And thanks to Naper Settlement, another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org, and don't miss to check online for all those dates for Naper Nights. It's like the Ravinia of Naperville. Check out Naper Nights on the Naper Settlement website, napersettlement.org. And finally, thanks to First Comes Fitness for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. Do you look back at all your old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Do you want to get back to that pre-baby weight? I'm still struggling with that. Jocelyn Shook can help you get. Check out Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness on the web or on Facebook, or message her to schedule a free consultation. Just mention the Dolly McCarthy Show.
We are all about the free stuff.
Yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
righty then. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Deli McCurdy Show on Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio, Facebook, Twitter. We got you on Instagram, 1010 News Talk, and Tuyville Internet Radio. And, of course, we have a show on WCKG 1530 AM. What's the good word, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the good show. We know I always give you good guests, good topics to discuss, and a good laugh. I want to do a quick shout-out to the Lust Garden Foundation. Sunday, July 23rd, is the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk. That lead on that is Ann Zedeker, one of my gal pals from the northwest side of Chicago who now lives in Naperville and has done amazing things with this walk. It's actually the seventh annual walk in Naperville, Research Walk, and they have raised, oh, my goodness, last year alone, $80,000 towards all the dollars. Actually, every single one of those dollars went to pancreatic cancer research, all of them, 100%. Ann lost her father back in 2010, and she has been a warrior. She's on a mission, and she has raised, let's see if she's raising, she made $80,000 last year. Her goal this year is $100,000. You know, she's well on her way to $500,000, over $500,000 that she's raised for this cause. See how one person can make a huge difference? Of course, she's had countless volunteers. I've been honored that she's asked me to MC a few times, and hundreds of walkers, and the mayor's coming out. So don't want to miss it. July 23rd along the Naperville River Walk. Check out the website. Let's see, I've got it here. I got to put on my glasses, my lookers, so I can see. I'm not as young as y'all think. Hey, I am. I am 48 years old. Okay, I think I've only said my age one other time on this program. So it's lustgardenfoundation.com. You can also go to the Deli McCarthy Show. We've got the website listed there. Lustgarden.org, actually. Take that back. Lustgarden.org. Go to my Facebook page, the Deli McCarthy Show, and you'll get all the information on the walk there. Sign up, walk, get your friends and families going. We'd love to see you there. Okay, I promise you a good show. I always have a good guest. Every other month, it seems like my favorite guest, Julie Cornick, is joining us now. She is the founder and what are they called? Julie will help me out with this. She's running the Brightside Theater, Naperville's only professional theater. This is season 6, folks. It's called the Classic Broadway Series, and she's presenting one of my all-time favorite musicals. The first one she's ever in high school, Guys and Dolls. Hey, Julie, are you there?
Hey, Dolly, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing on this
summer day?
Actually, spring. Spring.
Yes,
so, can you believe this?
It's still spring, but it feels like summer out there. It's hot enough to say it feels like summer.
Well, you've got
doing great.
A great show coming up, and it kicked off last weekend. How was your opening weekend? I missed it.
I know, you got six more shows to come see. It was great.
We had plenty to see. Good.
Yes. A great audience. We got great reviews. We got 20 spectacular actors on that stage, all ages, bringing you that classic Guys and Dolls, and 9 musicians playing their heart out. You know, it's such a classic Broadway. It's Americana. That's why, what a great way to end our 6th season with this kind of a show. Great for the family, too. Everyone can come see the show. Dads love it. I mean, you know, we had Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra in it and the movies, and, you know, so it's a guys musical, too. So it's been a blast to watch them, really. I mean, they've worked so hard to put this big piece together. I keep saying we can't get anything bigger in the Miley Swallow Hall, and then we do. They're out there, they're dancing, you know, they make their trip to Havana, and they're singing their hearts out and acting their hearts out. So I hope we get you and your listeners out to come see us.
Yeah, we heard that you have Ryan Bennett, who's playing Sky Masterson, who's going to be joining us. Actually, I'm going to get him right on the line now. Hi, Ryan, and Jillian, am I saying it right, Weingart? She's playing Adelaide.
Yes, Weingart.
Hi, Jillian, are you there?
Hi, how are
Weingart?
You?
Weingart, all right. I'm good. Oh, gosh,
it.
Can I hear you, Ryan?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, fantastic. So the two of you, well, let's start with you, Jillian. What's it like working? Well, we've got the Brightside Theater, very well known in Naperville, highly regarded. Have you ever performed with the Brightside Theater, and what was your experience like? And what's it like playing Adelaide on the stage in that intimate theater? You're at the Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. That's on North Central College's campus.
This is my second show with Brightside Theater. I think it was 2 summers ago. I played Sally Bowles in Cabaret. I've also done a concert that you actually emceed last spring. I was in that as well. I was in them. So now I'm playing Adelaide, which is one of my absolute dream roles, and it's a blast. Playing Adelaide is definitely relate to her as a woman coming into her, you know, mid-30s and not being married. And as a comedian myself, it's wonderful playing her, and I love to see the reaction on people's faces when I'm, you know, singing to them in the hot box, and I really get to play with the audience because it is such an intimate theater. And, you know, I get to point out some wonderful men during Take Back Your Mink and make their day a little brighter, and I love it.
That is, I forgot about that song. I love that. Don't make me sing it, because I will. Go ahead and give us a little taste, Jillian, please, if you don't mind, of Take Back Your Mink.
The famous line is always, because, you know, Adelaide has a little bit of an accent because she's from Rhode Island, but she goes, take back your mink, take back your pearl.
Take back your pearl.
Yes.
I love it. It is such a fun role to play. I never played it, but I remember watching Debbie Hunter when I was in high school, and Debbie was just, you know, back then she was a senior, I was a freshman, and I just was in awe of her, and she just nailed it. But I've heard so many great things about you. What a fun role for you to play. Is this the role of your dreams, of the one that you, when they announced Guys and Dolls, did you know you wanted Adelaide?
Absolutely.
You're born to play that,
It was actually in rehearsal for their last concert, and Jeff was like, what are you doing this summer? I'm like, well, I heard you were doing Guys and Dolls, so I'm auditioning for that, you know, and he was like, good, and I was like, yes, I want it so bad, everyone has told me that I should play this role, because I've played, you know, Audrey in Little Shop, and everyone's like, oh, now you have to play Adelaide next, you know, and so I, you know, tried my hardest to pick, you know, a good audition song, and now here I am.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, good for you, having a good time. Ryan Bennett is playing Sky, the handsome and Sky Masterson. Ryan, what's it like? What's it been like for you?
Oh, it's been a dream. It's been absolutely wonderful from day one to last weekend, and I can't wait to get back to the theater to do it more.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. And what's it like working with the Brightside Theater?
Oh, this is great. It's my third show with them. The first one I did was Sound of Music a couple of years ago, and then I did Noises Off, actually, with Julie, and then now here I am as Sky Masterson. So it's been a nice little journey with the Brightside family.
Yeah, they are a great family for sure. And the leader, the big mama, not big, I shouldn't say. She's a little thing. Julie Kornick. The founder of the Brightside Theater. Julie, tell us a little bit more for those that are just joining us or are not familiar with the Brightside Theater.
You're
a non-for-profit. You started 6 years ago. I know you're ready to kick off. You're announcing the 7th season to come. So give us a sampling of all of that.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Brightside Theater is Naperville's only professional theater company performing in the heart of the district. We do often a full season subscription of 3 shows. The season, we kind of tie them together. The season, as you mentioned, was our classic Broadway season, and so that finishes us up there. And we do perform at the Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College, so we are simply renters there. But that has been our performance home for the past 6 years, and we'll be into our 7th season. Which we're really excited about. So we kind of took a look at the shows for next year, and they're all aligned to the cinema to stage. So they're all pieces that have been on that silver screen and have worked to an adaptation to a stage piece as well. So the first one, I have to say, we can't announce yet, but it will be a Western Suburban premiere of a fairly recent Broadway musical. It was it's a romantic piece that was initially a book that led to a movie, and we're unable to release it due to contractual purposes right now until August 15th. So our subscribers have to come on a little bit of a ride with us, and ticket sales will go on sale for that particular show individually August 15th. So I kind of tease them, but I will say that I am the lead in the show, so Dolly has to come to the show. I will be playing and taking the stage since I took a little bit of time off this year. And we started Brightside to bring a professional theater to Naperville and be an artistic home for myself and some of our founding members. It leads to our second piece, which is The 39 Steps, which is a thriller but also a farce. It's Alfred Hitchcock. And that'll take place in March of 2018. And Tim Panovic, who you've met before, is going to play Richard Hannay in this really fun piece. I got the opportunity to see it in New York, and it is four actors who basically play every role that the movie had on stage. It's an incredible Ooh. Actor's workout. It is funny. I think in one scene, two of the guys play about, you know, like seven characters each in the same scene, and how they pull that off between a quick hat costume change and fun with found objects. It's really, really exciting. So that's going to be a fun piece for our audience. And then we're going to travel to the days of Hairspray. And Jeffrey Cass, our artistic director, is going to take on the role of Edna. So in the movie, most people know that John Travolta played that role. Oh, it was originated by Harvey Feinstein. Oh, and Jeff is going to take on that role. So we have somebody who's going to come in, Barry Norton's going to come in and co-artistic direct that show with Jeff. And we're just
Barry
looking for
– I think I know Barry.
Yeah,
Barry. We were in plays together back when I was in grade school and in high school. I think
Crazy.
I know him.
I've known Barry
know.
Since I was 15. I'll have to ask him. I've known him since I was 15.
He's
I did my very first
side.
Community production. Yeah.
Okay, ask him if he's from the northwest side of Chicago, like St. Ferdinand
he probably is.
Area. You have
I will
to
ask.
Okay, and let me know. Guys and Dolls is playing June. Well, now it's already June 15th. It started last weekend. Don't
yes.
miss out. It goes through June 25th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays
yes.
at 3.
Yep.
Performances are at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville, and you can still get tickets, 630-447-8497, or visit brightsidetheater.com. Julie, I'm so happy to hear that you're going to be a lead in one of your plays very soon. Because I saw Julie in Noises Off, and she was absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Winning. I would have nominated her if we were in that category. But many thanks to Julie for coming on the show, and to Ryan. I've got my notes. I just messed up my notes now. We had Ryan, who's playing Sky Masterson. This is Julie. You're going to have to help me out. My notes.
Yes, it's Ryan
awesome.
Bennett.
Give me Ryan's
Ryan
voice.
Bennett.
There we go. And Julian
Weingart.
Go ahead. Julian, my apologies, guys. Congratulations on another successful show for the Brightside Theater. If you want to sponsor the Brightside Theater, always looking for sponsors and volunteers, check out brightsidetheater.com. Thanks, everybody, for coming on the show.
Thanks so much,
Thanks,
Dolly.
See you soon. Can't
Thank
wait
you.
To see it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I mean, really, am I such a dork or what? I can't believe I just forgot the two names of the actors on the show, Jillian and Ryan, Adelaide and Sky Masterson, Guys and Dolls. Okay, that just goes to show that I'm really excited, and I lost my notes. They fell all over the floor, so we lost them. But go see the show. You'll love it. Okay, my next guest, I know his name. How could I forget? Mike Nutt, Mr. Nutt from... I have to say this, and I know you're going to laugh. Are you there?
Yeah.
Mr. Nutt, are you there? Oh my gosh.
Yes, I am.
I have to say, I
how
keep
you
saying Mr. Nutt, and do you know why I'm saying that? Everyone's like, why is she saying Mr. Nutt? He's a musician. with a really cool band. And I had no, it was Fletcher Rockwell. I had no idea you were in a band. My Mr. Nutt, Michael Nutt is his real name, guys, guys and gals here. But he coached my son's wrestling in middle school. I don't know if you remember Jimmy McCarthy.
Of course I do. Oh,
but
my gosh,
his,
how's he
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, okay, you're being nice.
No, he's got to be, what, is he?
Today is actually his 21st birthday.
Okay.
He's 21 today. Today is his 21st birthday. I'm going to actually meet him in Naperville for his first beer, right? Yeah, wink, wink.
Well,
his
good,
first,
yeah,
his
first
beer,
one. Well, now he can
yeah.
he can come out and catch a show now at one of the bars with us, right?
Yeah, well, I had no idea you were a musician. So when did the Fletcher Rockwell, tell us what the name means, too, and when did you start the band? Tell us a little bit about it. I know you did some country music, and I'm loving this Loving You song.
Oh, great.
We're
going to
play
cool.
it for you guys.
Yeah, we formed back in 2009. You know, I've been playing music throughout college as a way to earn a little bit of money, doing the bar circuit. And when I graduated out of school, I got together with some of my old buddies that we went to high school with. We're all Naperville guys and Glen Ellen guys. So we got together and we started playing some shows, and it worked out pretty well for us. And it was something we really enjoyed doing. Just we kind of started writing our own music, and then we realized we could do some cover songs and make a little bit of money on the side. And it just started small, and we had some humble beginnings. And the next thing we know, we're playing some really big stages, and it's really turned into a great thing for us.
Yeah, I looked at your lineup for this summer. Wow, that's impressive. You're also playing at Potter's. A lot of
season.
People know Potter's. But you've got Taste of Randolph you're playing.
Yep, Taste of Randolph is this Sunday. We're playing at Bub City in Chicago tomorrow night. We're playing in Oak Park, River Forest on Saturday afternoon. And then Sunday is the Taste of Randolph. That's a big one for us.
Yeah, my friend Heather Horton is out there. And by the way, Heather will be on the show another week. She's releasing a new album. You guys just released a new album too.
Correct.
Is that right?
Well,
can
it will
I say
be
album?
Out. We're
right?
having
that
our
they
album.
Say these days?
Yeah. Our album release will be September 8th in the city in Berwyn in Fitzgerald's nightclub. And I guess I'm just announcing that to you.
Is there any other place
right
in Berwyn? Sorry, Mike.
Yeah,
what
there's the
say?
Friendly Tap. You know, to me, Berwyn, Oak Park, Forest Park, sometimes they can kind of blend together. But, yes, Fitzgerald is the place in Berwyn.
It's the place in Berwyn, Illinois. That's where Sven Gulli is from. My buddy Rich Kaz from WCLU is over there in Berwyn. That's pretty awesome. That's a great venue to play. So tell us a little bit more. What is your music like? I'm going to play the song Loving You. It's kind of your – I love the lyrics. The words. Did you write this, Mike?
Yes.
Did you write this one? Do you write most of
Correct.
The songs? I mean, I know you do some covers and whatnot, but are most of your songs, would you say, written by you or?
Yes, I write
a group
pretty
effort.
Much all the lyrics for our songs. We kind of collaborate as a band to write the music together sometimes, but a lot of times I'll start on the acoustic guitar at the house, and then I'll bring it to the guys, and that's the skeleton, and they put the muscles on it, you know?
I like it. Nice.
Yeah, but our music
and what would you
it's
say
eclectic.
Music is
I mean,
mostly.
all the guys in the band have different influences. So, you know, it starts with the Americana because of that acoustic guitar, but you know, sometimes it has a little bit of funk to it. Sometimes it has a little bit of country feel. We've been told we have a little bit of country and rock and roll at the roots. So
that's the best mix. At least for me, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. You can't
there
you can't mess with that. And that's Americana, that's for sure. Well, that's really cool. Okay, listen, I want to play your song, but I also want to find, I have to ask for those moms in Naperville that knew you when you were teaching our kids or with our kids wrestling, and you were a teacher at Washington Middle School. Can I tell everybody that? Are you still over there at Washington Middle School?
I am. I am correct.
You you don't sound really thrilled that I mentioned that. But you're the
I'm like,
cool
well, the secret's
now.
Out now.
Now
if they didn't know before, they sure know now, right?
Do the kids know that you're in a band? I never even thought of that.
You know, some
the
of them do.
Know that?
Some of them are Yeah, some of them kind of pick up on it. I don't broadcast it too much, but you know, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Some of them are getting to the age actually. When we played at Potter's the other weekend, I had my first group of students since when I started teaching there that are about your son's age. They were all at the bar and just having a good time. And they were there with their parents, you know, so their moms came in and dads came in and they're just having a drink, enjoying the music.
Wow. And then those are your loyal followers there, right there, you know. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's really neat. It's so neat. It's nice to see you're doing well and I'm enjoying your music. And I'm going to be playing this for Jimmy tonight when he gets home. He's at an internship right now. When he gets home tonight, I'm like, you're never going to believe who I talked to on the phone today. But it's great to hear from you, and it's nice to see you doing well. And I got to get out to one of your shows, that's for sure. And come back on the show, Mr. Nutt. I should say Mike Nutt. Do you go by Mike? Mike or Michael?
Yeah.
I keep saying Mr.
Mike.
Nutt. Don't you just want to slap me? That's because I was the parent, and that was Mr. Nutt. And I tell my son, you got to get in there. Mr. Nutt wants you to wrestle, and he needs you to focus. Oh, God, those meets are really long for those kids. But
was that hard for you to watch some of those?
It was a long time. So see, I had the little girls, and you know, my little girls sitting around going, "When are we going home, Mom?" You know, they had to go with us. But it was great. It was really good for him. One of the real popular YouTube videos that I posted was Jimmy wrestling. He slammed the kid down. You have to check out my YouTube channel. He's on there still. I kept that up there. But lots of great memories with Mr. Nutt and. Really happy for you. Congratulations on your music. It's really, really good stuff. And so this weekend, check them out at Taste of Randolph. Go see my friend Heather Horton. She's the one who's married to Michael McDermott. You can't miss him.
Oh, I
say
did.
Hello
I
to...
saw that show. Yeah, I've seen advertising for that one. I'll check that one out for sure.
Yes, she's super talented, super duper talented, and a very good friend of mine. So maybe I'll see you at Taste of Randolph. I'll look for you there. But definitely Potter's is, if you're in the Naperville area listening, I'm going to play Loving You, but I want you to come back on. Let us know when you're about to release that next album. We'll come back on. We'll play some more of your music. Thanks,
We'd
Mike.
We'd love to. Thank you for having me.
We're playing Loving You now. Who is this for? Did you write this for anybody special?
Maybe she's still out there. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Nice talking to you, Mike Nutt with Fletcher Rockwell. I forgot to ask you really quick, where did Fletcher Rockwell come from, the name?
It's an intersection in Chicago, the street intersection, the
Get
corner
out.
Of Fletcher and Rockwell. We had, when we were all living in the city, after college, and you can't play music down there without making somebody angry, you know, because everybody lives on top of each other. So we rented a room. We rented a room in a warehouse, and the warehouse was at the corner of Fletcher and Rockwell, and we'd go there at all hours of the night. We could play music as loud as we want and wouldn't make anybody mad.
Oh, my God. I love it. That's a great name, though. It's an awesome name, and now a great story, too. Okay, I'm going to close the show with a song written by Mike Nutt with Fletcher Rockwell. It's called Loving You. All right, everybody, on that note, I want to just tell you, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Please go on and like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Mike, have you done that yet? And follow on Twitter.
Yes, I did.
We've got great shows
we'll be
all the
sharing,
time, and we're always
we'll
we're
be
always looking for great
you.
Talent. Okay, thanks so much. All right, this
all right,
one is
care.
By Fletcher Rockwell, Loving You. Thanks so much, Mike Nutt.